For many years, I was really kind of fed up with my job. I was underpaid, having been passed over for salary increases that I thought that I deserved. My job description was being changed. But most importantly, I had the vice president of a, as John Hodgman calls, a public institution of well-known regard in New Haven, Connecticut, where I worked, was with a new vice president for finance and administration to whom I reported, who made it clear on a daily basis that I was utterly unqualified for the job that I had been performing for many years before his arrival. Under those circumstances, I was really ripe for picking by the University of California system to lured me out to accept a position at the University of California based in Oakland, California. And I accepted the job. It was equivalent pay, nice conditions, same job description, but these people actually wanted me. So the next Monday morning, I step in and report to my boss, and I gave notice that I'm leaving. And he starts negotiating, and I say, no, this is not a negotiation. This is a notice. I am here to tell you that I'm leaving. And he says, why? And I explain all the reasons why, of which he was slightly a part of. And I'm talking about my immediate superior, not the vice president. The vice president was one level higher. So he says, well, I can deal with the salary and I can deal with the job description and, you know, let me make that work. And I said, but that's not why I'm here. I said, let me see what I can do. All right, see what you can do. 2 days later, he comes back and he says, guess what? I got you more money. I'm prepared to rewrite the job description. We'll assign more responsibilities. Will you stay? I said, well, wait a minute. The reason I was leaving was because the vice president has been all over me for the last few years, and this is just not going to work as long as he's around and he knows, you know, he knows me, doesn't want me here. He said, if you want me to stay, I'll accept this deal on one condition. The one condition is that you've got to get the approval from the vice president for me to stay. Okay, that seemed fair enough, you know. So I said, how much time can I take to do that? I said, well, I've got these people in California. They're expecting me next week, so you better make it quick. So the next day he comes back to me and he says, guess what? Joe's approved the deal. You're staying, as far as I'm concerned. I give my notice then to the University of California system, avoiding the move 3,000 miles across the country, and I'm back at my desk. The next week, a newsletter, an email comes out from the president's office of this highly regarded independent institution located in New Haven, Connecticut. The vice president for finance and administration has accepted the position of the vice president for finance and administration of the University of California system. And I don't know if this is what could go wrong, but what went right was that I avoided moving 3,000 miles to be sitting at my desk reporting to the very same person that I was about to leave my job for.